Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Really good.
Great.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much
for coming in. Yes, and I'm glad you're having crack because you're about to educate me in the world of Oklahoma. I know me musicals, he says, hopefully.
Yes.
But then I prove myself wrong because I don't. I don't know anything about Oklahoma, but I bet you I do.
Exactly.
If you tell me things,
yeah.
Right? So, first of all, who are you as in it?
I am playing I'm playing Curly, the role of Curly, who is a cowboy in Oklahoma.
Curly the cowboy.
Who works on the plains
okay.
with the cattle.
Brilliant.
Molly is playing
Laurie, who is Curly's love interest and who also works on the farms and kind of there's a bit of a love triangle happens within the show.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm already there.
Yeah, you're in it. You're in.
What do we know about Oklahoma? There's lots of people listening going, Dave, for God's sake. Obviously, we know Oklahoma.
You know the songs, for
so what,
sure.
So what would I know? What would I know?
Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Okay, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind... You know them.
Yeah, sure.
See, when I didn't really know much about Oklahoma either myself.
Right.
But then when I started to kind of dive into it, when I was auditioning for it, I was like, oh, well, I know more about this
more than
I,
you thought
than
you
I
knew.
Thought I knew. So you'd be in the same boat as me.
Okay, well, slightly different boat because you have to do it.
Well, I know a lot better now.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And have you a favourite song or moment, Molly, that you've been rehearsals? You kind of go, oh, I can't wait for that happens.
Well, honestly, I'm obsessed with Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Okay.
My granddad sang it all the time. He still sings it. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I just can't wait to hear you sing it. And it's epic. And it's one of the, it was the first, I'm such a nerd, but it was the first musical that opened with a solo number. It was a tradition until then that it would be a big ensemble opener.
Okay, yes, of course.
And so it was like it was a big moment in musical theatre history. Just a lone man walked out to sing a song by himself. So it's so iconic and I can't wait to hear David do it. It's going to be epic.
Again, no pressure.
No pressure.
So you're allowed to say the same thing if you want, but have you something that you think is going to really wow us when we see it?
I actually love Judd's song that he sings. I can't remember the name of it. The Door.
Lonely Room.
Bricks.
Yeah.
It's really kind of.
You've really parked the egos here, haven't you? Like, Molly says David's song. David says Judd's song.
Like, I also like the song.
I do the thing.
I also love the song, though, as well, that we sing together. People will say we're in love.
Yes.
Because our whole dynamic is kind of pull and push.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's never really like lovey-dovey.
It's
they're
not
like,
lovey-dovey.
You know, if you gave me this present, people might say we're in love, even though we're totally not.
Right,
you know,
right. Constant
it's a bit
denial.
Of that. Yeah.
Like that song really shows you and it's a real, I feel, we haven't rehearsed it yet because we haven't gone into rehearsals yet.
Yeah.
But I feel like that would be a really cool moment.
It's so fun. It's so fun. Yeah. And Rodgers and Hammerstein are famous for those kind of conditional love songs like If I Loved You in Carousel or, you know, like the characters never sing kind of, oh, I love you. It's very much, I did or maybe I do. And I love that.
Yeah.
And so you haven't really jumped into rehearsal yet. So have you guys, when you're being cast then, is there we have this person. And we also might have this person. Let's do a chemistry test and see. Or is it like, this is the best person for this role, this is the best person for that role, and they have to get on? Or they have to have sparks? Or
I don't know.
Like, it depends.
I don't know. For our case, I suppose it was...
We didn't audition together.
No.
So
we met each other for the first time yesterday.
Stop.
We did
a photo shoot.
Yesterday.
You're like BFFs. This is class. We're very comfortable with each other.
Yeah, we're so lucky because it's again that can go disastrously wrong.
Give us a week
of rehearsals. So far, listen. Day two.
When he messes up that line again,
let me tell you, I won't be smiling then.
I love it. And Molly, give us a background. You knew where would people have seen you? Where do they know you from? Is it all musical stuff that you love doing?
All musical stuff, yeah. All the old school musicals is kind of my jam. So I've been living in London now 11 years. My first job was Sweeney Todd in the West End. And then got to Fiddler on the Roof, the BBC Proms. And just like that, that's really my wheelhouse is that stuff. But you know, like I'm actually a wannabe David. Like I was into music. I trained in music first.
Okay.
So it's just that world I've ended up in and I absolutely adore it. But I love that this production is going to bring so many disciplines, you know, like our choreographer is such a iconic contemporary, you know, choreographer. David's obviously from his background. I can bring the nerdy musical theatre stuff, you know, but I think it's going to be such an exciting production because of all the various talents involved
and the ingredients.
Fame
and success. You wouldn't have went about that, Dave Whelan, would you?
No,
you wouldn't.
Don't.
Yes,
no.
You do. You've made this shift, I guess,
mm-hmm.
into what looks like a shift into stage and theatre and whatever. Uh-huh. But it's not really, because we've spoken before about the fact that you've grown up on the stage.
Yeah.
You know, doing musical theatre and in amateur productions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then the band came along, the music came along, that mm-hmm. took you that direction. You've kind of come home.
I have, kind of in a full circle moment, mm. in a way, which I'm really excited about. Yeah, I kind of left. I was in the stage school, obviously, when I was younger, and I'd done productions and that, but the band kind of took over my life. And I always thought that that was my calling. I was like, to write songs. But I think my calling was always to perform.
Right.
I always, yeah. that was my favourite thing when I was in that band, was mm. just to get on stage. And I would always say, I wasn't David Whelan when I was on stage in Wild Youth even. Like, something else would happen.
Okay.
Like, you know, so
yeah.
I feel like now that I'm going into this world, of it's still performing, you know, but I'm becoming a character again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm super excited for it. I feel like a noob. I feel like I have those nervous butterflies in my stomach that I had when Wild Youth was starting.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing like
that. I feel
like
I have so much to learn. Something happens to me when I go on stage and I just go into this world. And I did it in that outlet, that form.
Sure. And now you just have a different one.
Trying it in this one.
Absolutely. And you're passing your knowledge on, of course, because you're part of the Divine Dance School.
Ah, yes, Ruth, my wife.
Ruth, she has that school, yeah.
It's a dance school. It's a stage school, yeah, called Divine Dance Company. So I go in and I teach the kids singing and music. And
including my daughter, Anna, who is obsessed with it. Yeah, absolutely obsessed.
And we actually have a show coming up.
We do have a show coming up, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Anna will be playing the Scarecrow.
She is the Scarecrow. So she's at home learning her lines. She's like young Molly, nonstop.
Yeah. That's the best.
But I just love when people find. But what's annoying is she's a twin sister, Nina, right?
Yeah.
Who is easily as good.
Yeah.
And easily as good a dancer and a singer.
Just not interested.
But just won't do the thing.
She's and not interested, like, probably, yeah.
At some point, I think she will. She might knock on your door and
she
say
might,
she give
she
you.
Might do what I've done and find something else.
Exactly, yeah. And come back
and
around.
Then go back around.
Yeah, right now she just wants to play football for Ireland. But other than that, then.
That's impressive.
That's impressive on its own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come here, lads. It's going to be unbelievable. The classic musical, Oklahoma, is coming to the Borgarth this summer. 19th of June to the 5th of July.
Yes.
Excellent. It's going to be an unbelievable run. Make sure you don't miss it. Molly, great to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in as always.
Thank you, brother.
And break a leg, both of you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.